Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Over the past few years, the Camino de Santiago has seen a surge of solo female pilgrims, yet some women have reported alarming incidents of harassment and safety concerns along the way. Earlier, I spoke with Lorena Gabor, who's founder of Camigas, an online support network for women pilgrims, to discuss just how necessary a safer, more supportive environment for women on this iconic route is. And just a warning, there is some distressing content in this interview. I began by asking Lorena Gabor why she founded the network Camigas.
Camigas started in 2015, which is the year I was preparing to do my long Camino, the whole French way. And I started it because an American woman, Denise Tiem, had gone missing months before I was about to set out. And I was very alarmed by this. There were reports on the American Pilgrims on the Camino Facebook page of her brother and friends searching for her, asking people if they had seen her. So many of us women were, you know, many of us walk alone the Camino and were concerned. And so I started a thread on the APOC page. I started a thread and I said, well, I'm not feeling comfortable right now, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Does anybody want to talk about this and maybe find, if possible, some solutions, how we can, you know, protect each other? And
Woman went missing on the Camino. Would you have feared then walking on your own, walking solo on the Camino de Santiago based on that?
Absolutely. And sadly, that thread was taken down because there were men in particular, but also women who were like, oh, no, the Camino's very safe. She probably went off, with a man she met trekking across Europe. And it was very dismissive of our concerns. And as it turns out, Denise sadly was murdered on the Camino. Months later, they found the perpetrator. And it's a famous case, I'm sure. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so because we were dismissed on that page, I decided to create my own. And at first it was called the Buddy System for Women on the Camino, so that we could buddy up if we wanted to. And then later the name came to me, Camino Amigas, Camigas. And it's been quite a popular page with women
That's
since.
The thing. And people sharing experiences to why they think it's a good idea and so on. And it's an online support network for women pilgrims to create a kind of a safer Camino de Santiago for women, free from assault or attack or harassment of any kind. Experiences were women sharing, Lorena?
Yeah, well, sadly, I mean, the article from The Guardian came out because I'm glad it finally did. Every year, we sadly receive reports of women either being harassed or outright assaulted. It's just pervasive. And many people have, like I said, these rose-colored glasses on and think, well, this is a sacred pilgrimage. And they're very protective of it. And I understand that. And they think, oh, no. Nothing happened to me. Therefore, it's safe.
What kind of assault are we talking about?
Anything from somebody flashing. There's a lot of that. Men exposing themselves to women on the Camino. And sometimes masturbating publicly. Catcalling, that's kind of, that happens. Not to say that that's any less annoying, but that happens all over the world. To outright rape. I just saw on our page, somebody reported their 72-year-old mother sexually assaulted. I was unbelievable. I mean, I would not have thought. I thought, okay, younger women sometimes. Okay, I'm not going to blame women, but sometimes people also, I want to create awareness around women. Like sometimes walking in off hours when there aren't a lot of crowds, most pilgrims walk from 7 maybe to 2 p.m. Sometimes when people are daring and leave earlier or walk later, and there can be a false sense of security.
Well, that's
on the
thing,
Camino.
Lorena.
And so,
they're walking very often through rural or isolated areas. And that probably adds to the unsafety of it all. You know what? I bet there are women listening to this conversation right now who have thought of doing the Camino, maybe on their own, but have thought twice because of that feeling that you describe. There was a vicious attack and a murder in the Midlands in this country not so long ago. And there was an outpouring from women here at the time describing how unsafe they can feel at times. So I think people, that what you describe there, that feeling of being unsafe as a woman, will resonate with people, with their listeners, no doubt about it. And hopefully you'll get the help you need to build and strengthen this network. Lorena Gabor, founder of Camigas, the name is great, by the way, Camino Amigas. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.